Steve's on the line here with us this morning. Steve, I'm so excited for this all to get started. Very thankful to you and your team there at Steve Kearney Outdoors for being so great to work with, and can't wait to get this rolling, my friend.
Oh, hey, good morning, guys. Yeah, it's a beautiful thing, and it's funny that this all kind of happened like this. Hearing our station in the cities, and all of a sudden this thing kind of happened, and it's like, boy, it's kismet, I guess you want to call it.
Meant to be, absolutely. So we're going to be excited to have you contributing to us in a number of different ways as time goes on. And I think for those that aren't familiar with you, the thing that I appreciate so much about what you do is you're doing this stuff kind of every day. You're out somewhere talking to somebody, visiting a place, you know, doing some hunting or fishing yourself, and it's sort of a year-round pursuit for you.
Yeah, it really has. You know, it all began, 30-some years ago, and my background is kind of in the five-county metro area in the Twin Cities, and I got tired of combat fishing and combat hunting and decided to, move up into this area, and I'm pretty familiar with this area. And I'm just so excited to be up here. And I knew years ago that this is the place to be. This is probably the last section of Minnesota that's left that has great hunting, great fishing, not a ton of pressure. It's beautiful. There's so many lake opportunities. And this is the place. And I'm intimately familiar with the five-state area. And I know this is the place to be. And I'm just so grateful to be here, and I can't wait to share my passion with everybody in the Dakotas, just the most kind people in the world. You know, I've been over to South Dakota and North Dakota so many times, and just everybody has been so kind to me and so wonderful, and I just want to return, the passion back. And there's so many North Dakota people here, coming in towards the weekends. There's more North Dakota plates than Minnesota, so it's a beautiful thing.
After we talked last time, we found out that Steve and I live about 10 miles apart. And Steve, now that we've made this official, I think we should begin right away going out and doing some walleye research. And I can offer my producer your capabilities and whatever you need. I can man a bait bucket. I'm just there for you, brother. I just want you to know that since we live so close to each other.
I knew that was coming.
Well, and what you
the area up here, though, I've learned is really an incredible panfish area. And, when you think of most of Minnesota, and especially in the area where I did a lot of my guiding, the quality just was not there. And up in this area, this northwest, the crappies and bluegills are unbelievable up here. And there's so many lakes that have just quality 12, 13, 14-inch crappies. It's really the big draw. And I do a lot of my guiding for the crappies because they're so prolific. There's so many lakes that have just wonderful populations. And this is really kind of the panfish panacea up here. And boy, it makes my job a lot easier. The walleyes, that's a whole different story. Very fickle. You get them here and there, but it's not, quite the pace that I'm looking for. But it'll happen. It's just a matter of time. And but again, the opportunities up here are just they're unbelievable.
And Steve has done some guiding, quite a bit of guiding, has been a professional guide as well, so he knows how to go after the different fish in the different places. Steve, tell me a little bit about what sort of storylines are out there right now as we kind of turn the page from July to August. What are some of the things that outdoorsmen and women are talking about these days when it comes to hunting and fishing?
Well, everybody is kind of, getting ready for the open season here. We've got the goose season and the dove season starting here in about 3.5 weeks. And it's like, you almost get a little panicked. It's like, wow, I got to get ready for that. And right now, scouting is very important. And I was up through Devil's Lake a couple of weeks ago, and I'm kind of keying on that area, that far northwest, Breckenridge and all that. There's a lot of grain fields up there. And, for doves and geese, you've got to find the wheat, you got to find the oats. And, in Minnesota is, there's not a lot of that left.
Yeah.
As you get northwest, there's more opportunities up there. So everybody's kind of thinking, we got to get out, we got to find some fields, we got to get some permission to get on there. And that's kind of what's happening right now. It's a little early for tree stands yet. The fall bite hasn't really totally kicked in yet. We're kind of in that, you know, middle ground right now. A lot of fish are transitioning. So it's kind of that you better get your hunting hat on here pretty quick because, you know, that's here pretty quickly.
Yeah. Steve, are there any products that have hit the market recently, maybe last few years, to that the guys who like to do that early season fall hunting that are great for them, some technology pieces or just new gear, anything like that that we should be keeping up on if we haven't been to the store for a while?
You know, there really hasn't been. It's just, you know, we kind of get out there, we put our decoys out. I would say the biggest innovation is probably in dove decoys, which, you know, dove hunting in Minnesota just started maybe 10, 12 years ago. Now there's just so many choices with motorized decoys, especially spinning wing decoys and wind-driven decoys, which really makes a big difference. And dove hunting has really taken off, and it's really big in the Dakotas as well. And once you try it once, you will be in love. It is so fun, and the birds are very prolific. There's lots of them. They're tremendous eating, and that usually starts right around September 1. And it's a real test of your wings. I'm telling you, there's some people that couldn't hit a dove from 5 feet away. And, you know, they're flying sometimes 45 to 55 miles an hour. So it's a matter of leading them 6 or 7 feet. And you've really got to get in that groove. It's not like a pheasant or a duck. It's quite a bit faster. But it's a growing sport. There's plenty of opportunities, you know, to get on.
Oh, we're losing a little bit, Steve-o.
Yeah, Steve.
We're breaking up a little bit.
We got a tough connection here this morning on the phone. I know you're traveling this morning on the cell phone, so but no big deal. We heard
He's
what
right,
you're talking
though.
About there.
Man, trying to hit a dove. Have you ever been dove hunting?
I have not.
Oh my gosh, it's so fun. But he's right. It's like trying to hit a bullet.
Okay,
you know, like a frisbee flying through the air.
You're ready
one.
To go. All yeah. right, sounds good. Well, Steve, we will let you go, but again, we're going to be looking forward to a weekly visit with you here Thursdays at 8:05, and get us ready for the weekend and the great outdoors. So thanks much for the time today. Great to visit with you again, and we'll talk soon, Steve.
Oh, yeah, we
yep,
did lose.
Yeah, this is, yeah, it got worse as we were mm-hmm. going on there. So yeah, I know he's on the road, and you never know with Steve. You might be catching him out in the middle yeah. of a duck blind or yeah. a fishing boat or whatever.
Scouting a goose blind something.
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.